This podcast is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network, and it's also proud to be from Texas. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
This is the 2VT Podcast. Daddy, Dave, and Steve.
Okay.
So,
I'm going to need this. My questions are on here. Well, I wrote some down. There's other ones I want to ask you guys, too. But...
Oh, I remember. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Yay, it's done.
Yeah. I think we're ready to go.
I think so.
All right. I am scared.
There's a lot of smiling faces around here today.
I'm scared now.
I'm not used to people smiling so much when we do this. What's going on? It's kind of creepy.
Anyways, hey everybody, welcome to 2VT. I'm David.
Yeah, I'm Steven.
And we have some special guests with us. We have...
I'm Steven. Hi.
Katie.
And Cadence.
Awesome. Now, who are y'all? This is like some strangers.
Yeah, I was driving over to record and I found a bunch of kids on the street. So I'm like, hey, I got some candy. Get in.
No, that did not happen.
Well, I didn't have any candy. Yeah. All right, so who are y'all? You're whose kids?
Steve's kids.
My kids. Look at there. I figured we would get the younger generation's
approval.
Take on a few things today. Approval. Yeah. Keep thinking that, bud. Gonna get the younger generation's take on a few topics today that we normally talk about. So we figure we'd see if we can see it from a different point of view other than a 44-year-old man.
You're not old.
Yeah. Well, I'll admit it.
Yeah. I got no problem. I've said quite often, I'm 41. I'll be 42 in May. So
mm-hmm.
I got no problem with it because I'm as old as Star Wars is. So
that's right. I'm
all right with it.
I am 2 years older. So, man, what does that make Mike? He's really old.
Well, that was
he?
One thing I kind of like was going to talk to you about on the last show. And I forgot to. I was going to ask you if you remembered the time before Star Wars, because I'm not old enough to, like, I remember my first toys I remember were Star Wars.
Vaguely. Yeah. I do remember opening the Death Star, the X-Wing fighter, and the TIE fighter.
Yeah.
Before Star Wars, all we had was, do you remember the little, I guess you probably don't, since you just said you didn't. We had a bunch of small Tonka trucks. We had outdoor trucks.
Yeah.
We played in the dirt with later in life.
Outdoor ones. I don't remember the small ones.
And we had the little ones, the little Tonka trucks. They were probably 5-6 inches long, and that's what we played with until we got Star Wars stuff. Oh, and then we played Star Wars. But I did have one thing I was thinking about the other day I wanted to ask you is, do you remember the toy room?
Oh, yeah. Before Amanda was born?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We lost our toy room when our sister was born. Amanda, gosh, see what you did to us. We had a room for toys, and now we didn't have it anymore after you. I remember playing with
you. You probably took out somebody's toy room since you were the youngest.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm sure one of your siblings are going, Steven, you took my toy room.
It was probably Katie or Jonathan.
I was only one, so I don't remember.
It wasn't Katie. It's probably Jonathan. Jonathan's probably going, I hate you. You took my toy room.
Well,
I would ask y'all if y'all remember a time that there wasn't any Star Wars, but you're kind of
born into it.
Yeah. You guys didn't have a choice.
Nope.
In fact, I have a drawing in my room hanging up on my bedroom wall that you did for me.
Oh, no.
After I got back from my first Celebration, because I'd bought you an R2-D2 shirt at Celebration.
I remember
and
that.
And I brought it back to you, and you wore it to school, and you said some boys made fun of you. And it's funny because... The drawing, I'll just go get it. I'll let you guys talk. I'll be right back.
Okay.
There goes Dave.
I'm scared.
He's exploring Echo Base as we speak. Let's hope he doesn't get got by a Wampa.
I vaguely remember that.
You do remember that?
Kind of. I remember y'all coming back from Celebrate.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was the same year Jonathan got hurt. Because remember, he went to Celebration. Jonathan was hurt in August or something like that. And a couple of weeks later, he went to Celebration.
Was that the one that you went to?
Was the one before that. It was Nina went with him to this one.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Yep. So that was in 2000.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
Look at that.
Look at there. You even put a That's sticker beautiful. Of Anakin Skywalker on it.
And Chewbacca and Han Solo. And Chewie and Han. Lego Han and Chewbacca. Yeah. I don't know what it says. It says something. But look, the little boys are vomiting because they've been making fun of you, and so you drew their picture with them vomiting.
That's like Katie's drawing herself as like a dark wizard or something. It's like, oh, I stand in a pool of blood because they don't like me.
She's got a big smile on her face while they're vomiting.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Look, it's got thumbtack holes in it because this hangs on my bedroom wall.
What did I even say?
I don't know. I can't make it out.
Let me read it.
We can't read your writing with that line. Love you. I love you. Something.
Looks like it says, almost says ham.
Yeah, I think it looks like it says ham or something. Yeah.
She really liked ham sandwiches at the time.
Yeah.
That's her favorite. You want to hand me that jar, but I'll take that over here.
This is heavy.
Yeah, it is. It's got a lot of
ham
in it.
I moved my mic.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, there you go.
13. Oh.
Flash from the past.
I don't remember.
That was 2010, because that was like...
That was 8 years ago.
Your grandma and grandpa, mine and Steven's mom and dad, were coming home from going down there because John had his bike wreck.
Yes.
Yeah.
He had his bike wreck then.
And some stuff had gone on. Well, that was whenever I was still married at the time, and Ashley had taken off and left. And so I'd called them as they were on their way home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think basically like the next day, I think it was like the next day, Neon got on the airplane with me to go to Celebration.
Yeah, it was day or two later or something like that. It wasn't much.
Yeah, because Neon, my mom, hopped on the plane with me the next day and went down to Orlando to Celebration 5.
Yeah.
And so that was 2010. How old now?
I was 13. No, that was 14.
Yeah.
Wait.
You were?
No, I'm 13. I'm almost 14. I'm 13.
I'm 12, fixing to be 13.
Oh, yeah. Let's get you guys' ages real fast. Yeah. So you're 12, fixing to be 13. But when's your birthday?
August 10th.
August 10th. So you still have a ways to go.
I
was born in 2005.
You're 13 going on 14.
Yeah.
And your birthday is?
June 1st.
I know when your birthdays are. Once you save yourself. What about you?
I'm 13.
You're 13?
My birthday is October 23rd.
Oh, what's crazy is these kids are usually talking 90 to nothing.
Yeah, I know.
It is true.
You have to, like, lead
it is
them
true.
In.
Okay.
All right, give me that back, and then y'all can...
Yeah.
I'm going to go...
All right, Dave's going to go put his Rembrandt back on the wall in there, and his... Rembrandt. Are y'all comfortable? You're kind of piled up there.
Yeah, so
comfortable. I'm going to ask, can I ask a question?
Yeah, what question you got, Steven?
What do y'all think the new movie is going to be about?
Which one?
The Han Solo one.
It's about Han Solo.
I tell you what, we should save that question until Dave gets back in here, because that is a very good question to ask.
Okay.
And I want you to hold on to that one for just a minute.
Okay, I'll go.
And you're having a lot of trouble with what to do with your hands, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going crazy over there. You know, these mics pick up everything, so you have to watch what you do. It'll probably picked up what you just did there.
Caden.
So you have to keep your hands in check. How was school today?
Good.
Let's start with Cadence. How was school today?
School today was, it was good, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound very reassuring.
Yeah, it was not bad. There
it
you
wasn't
go.
Bad at all? Okay, well, that's cool. There's worse days.
Yeah.
Katie?
It was good.
Hey, you got to look at the mic.
It was good. Yeah. My knee hurt a little bit, but that's it.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, Katie's had a lot of knee problems here lately with the whole dislocating the kneecap. It was kind of gross.
Yeah.
Glad it wasn't me.
Same here.
Yeah? Steven, how was school today?
Good.
Yeah? What'd you do today?
My normal stuff that I do every day. Stuff.
Yeah.
Like track.
Yeah? Should I call y'all out over the public internet about turning your homework in on time? Hey, what do our listeners think about that? I mean, the teachers give you homework, you do it, but you don't turn it in. I mean, what kind of...
Dad.
Really? I mean, good Lord. I mean, if you guys got something to say about that, any way I can parent a little better, email us at 2BT.
Oh, no, Dad, no.
I'm not really sure what the email address is, but I'm sure it'll be on here somewhere, or check out an old episode. But email me back. How I can be a better parent is to teach my kids to turn their homework in on time.
Oh, wow. You know what'll teach them to turn their homework in on time?
What's that?
Take their phones away for a week.
Wow, that's a good idea. I should try to do that.
You
I think that's my next
that.
Step next time I see a zero or a missing sign.
She's like, yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna stab you in your sleep.
Yeah, they're all.
I saw the picture that I just drew. In my black
I will stand over you while you vomit.
Oh my goodness.
Not okay. Smile about it with arms wide open.
Steven asked us a question today.
Oh, that was a question.
What do y'all think the new Star Wars movie is going to be about?
Oh, that's a good question, buddy.
He asked really the sure. new Solo movie.
Yeah, the new asking. Solo movie. That's a good question, man. I'm not really sure. I'm excited for it. What about you?
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
School will be out then.
Yeah, school will be out then, so we may have to go see it opening night.
It will be?
Heck yeah.
I thought it was coming out in April.
Yeah.
What's it now?
I thought it was coming out in April.
May the 25th.
May?
May
25th. Oh, yeah.
Solo
May 24th?
Starts May 25th, and I think y'all get out like the 24th or the 23rd or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, somewhere between that.
So maybe if you do good in school, we'll go opening night.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Yeah.
See
yeah.
some Solo.
Yeah,
turn in homework.
Yeah.
Hey, Steven, you know what I think it'll be about?
What?
Han Solo.
Really? I did not know that. Just true. Kidding. I knew it. I knew that. I knew that.
So you did.
Yes, I did.
So we, you know, you guys are on here, so because obviously we've talked quite a bit about the stuff that we like, so why don't you guys tell us a little bit of the stuff that you guys like?
All right, who wants to go first?
What are y'all doing?
Steven?
James goes first.
Oh, there you go. You're too quiet.
I don't know what I'm crazy about.
Give us a little insight into Cadence.
You don't know what you're crazy about?
No.
So you
I mean,
have no taste in anything whatsoever.
You like guitar.
I do like playing the guitar.
And music.
And music.
And drawing.
Who's your favorite artist, drawing. Music artist?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't have one.
Who are you listening to?
Who do you listen to?
In the car?
Oh, just when you walked in.
You don't know who you're listening to in the car.
Ooh, I do. It was a okay, so I think it was Ghost Mane. I know, it's weird. I don't know. It popped up on my playlist.
Is he related to Gucci Mane?
No.
Oh man.
I don't know.
Different. No.
Yeah, different genre.
She likes to draw kinda. Too.
Yeah, I do like to draw. Yeah.
What okay. do you draw?
Do you have an artist that's your favorite?
I don't actually. I don't really like study art or anything. I just draw.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
If you like art so much, then why don't you take art class instead of drama?
Yeah. Good question.
Art is, or drama is a form of art.
Yes,
right.
It is.
Yeah,
theater.
It's performing art.
Yeah.
Cadence has been working on how to draw eyes here lately.
Oh, really?
Oh.
I keep telling her she should shoot for a career as a comic book artist.
Oh, there you go.
She could
I think that
Star
would be
Wars.
Cool, because then I could get free comic books.
Yeah. and she could draw Star Wars comic books.
I want her to invent her own comic book.
Yeah.
Oh.
I could.
Steven, the superhero.
Yeah.
Just look at me about you.
I drew some stupid comics whenever I was in high school.
He did good ones.
Because at that point in time, the school we went to school at was pretty tiny or whatever. And we didn't have an art class. Uh-huh. We had art class in middle school. But then once you went to high school, there was no art class. The only art class you had was drama. That's basically it. But I took 4 years of drama because I was always interested in that as well. But I used to do this stupid comics, and they were just ridiculous, just dumb things. And one of them was
oh my goodness,
what was his name? I can't remember. It was a mouse, and it was basically just like the head and the neck, and it was always coming in from the side or whatever. And just stupid situations. I can't remember what his name was. Man, it's killing me. Like it started with an M, obviously, sorry. Because he was a mouse.
Yeah.
And then there was me and my other buddy Andy that I sat behind, and we call him the Hoagie Bear.
I know.
Yay.
But my other buddy Andy, and he had Z-Man was his guy, mm-hmm. So I was just like, I'll create D-Man, and that was like my comic. And of course, it's Dave Man or whatever. It's stupid. It's completely ridiculous. You know, I mean, it's what you do whenever you're not or kindergarten. One of the two.
Yeah,
it was pretty good.
Yeah, and then we had the Different Strokes, and it was always. Have y'all ever seen the Different Strokes? Different Strokes.
No.
No.
Different Strokes rule the world. Yes, it does. No, you've never seen that TV show.
No.
No.
Really? Oh my.
It's probably very old.
It is. What are you trying to say there?
Steven! Hey, yeah. Take offense to that.
Right? Yeah, exactly. No, but anyways, there's this TV show on at one point in time, and it was Arnold, Mr. Drummond, and Willis, and all like this.
What you talking about, Willis?
Exactly. Me and my buddy Chris did this comic, and it would always be Mr. Drummond having a different stroke, and would, Willis would always wet his pants, and Arnold would always be like, say, what you talking about, Willis? And Willis would be saying, I don't know, but it looks like Mr. Drummond's having a different stroke. It was just stupid. It was completely, totally dumb. It was just like the situations that they were in.
Still
pretty
fun.
So it was fun time.
Yeah. I bet they were not that stupid.
You know, I wish I could find some of those. I think Chris had. I can't remember.
Yeah, probably does.
Yeah, probably so, somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I did find my old notebook from theater class back then.
That's an old notebook.
We had to write down, like, character bios and all
that.
Oh, gosh.
Y'all ever had to do that in your theater classes?
Yeah, when we did the Telltale Heart last year, had to, like, put down everything that we thought was, like, disorder he had and, like, how you think he feels and all like that.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. So, you guys do, like, the technical side of it, right? Or are y'all going for acting?
I was a tech. I did, like, the lights and stuff. She acted.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
It was fun.
Yeah,
so I acted on the stage in front of people. It was terrifying, but it was fun.
It's not terrifying, man.
It was like,
but I didn't see anything from the lights.
Right.
That's true. It isn't that terrifying when you get used to it.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I'm, like, new at that.
It is like presenting a project in front of a lot of students.
Yeah.
Or kind of like that.
Exactly.
Pretty much. Yeah. All right, Katie, what about you?
Oh, what? Like, about, like, what do I do in general?
What do you like? What is it that you love? What is your music? What is your...
I like sports.
You like sports?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
what sports do you like?
Come on,
do it to me. I'm going to lead you into this here.
I like basketball and track.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have a specific basketball player that you look up to or anything like that that you think is just awesome?
No, but... Oh, I forgot his name. The guy is number 40 or 41 on Mavericks. I used to look up to him. Yeah, him. Nomansky! I used to look up to him.
I like calling him the blonde fairy. Yeah.
Why?
Because he's a German and he's blonde.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
Germans usually have the title of Baron von Lichtenstein or whatever.
Baron von Levitsky.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I have blonde hair.
Yeah.
Or sort of.
Yeah, you have blonde hair.
Yeah. Yeah, you have blonde hair. So is
me. Yeah, I have blonde hair.
I have no hair. I have.
You have a beard.
Yeah, right. A red beard. It's red and white. So.
Yeah.
Arr.
Yeah. Right. What about music? Do you music fan any at all?
I like hip-hop, I guess.
Okay.
Like, cool. Newer music.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Who's your favorite hip-hop artist?
Justin Bieber.
No. No.
No. No. No. No.
I think Russ right now.
Who?
Russ.
Russ?
Mm-mm. Yeah, he does,
okay.
Like...
I thought you were saying Rush.
I was like, too. Yeah. I was like, that's not hip-hop.
No.
It's not so mean, mean, Brian. Anyways, Russ.
Yeah, he's, like, more... He's not, like... rap or anything, but it's more like hip-hop.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Nice beat.
Music. Is that what you like in music, is the beat to it?
Yeah.
Kind of gets you kind of bouncing or whatever?
Yeah.
I always like that also. My favorite songs were the ones that kind of felt like they had like a little bit of a...
Yeah.
A little bounce or whatever to it.
Wave.
Like
flow.
Gets you want to hop in almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. What about you, Steve?
Sports and TV.
Sports and TV.
Yeah.
Okay.
Video games.
Favorite sport then?
Football and track.
Football and track. You have players that you look up to that you're your favorite.
I don't really know.
Tony Romo.
Yeah.
All of them.
What's your favorite TV show?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
No. Well.
Which one?
Or one of them. I don't.
Okay. There you go. Here's one of my questions I wanted to ask you since you started this.
Yeah,
I know.
You know all the Star Wars movies, right?
Yeah.
You have The Phantom Menace, which is number one. Yeah. You have number two, which is Attack of the Clones. And you have Revenge of the Sith. Rogue One, A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, The Force Awakens, and The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
In your opinion, which is your favorite? Which one do you watch?
Yeah, there's no right or wrong answer.
There's no right or wrong. This is just your personal preference. If you think I want to watch a Star Wars movie, which one do you go grab?
Probably the newest one that came out last year.
You like The Force Awakens? With Rey and the speeder like this, or are you talking about Revenge of the Sith or something like that?
the where she gets her Jedi training.
Oh, okay. The Force Awakens.
The Force Awakens.
Yeah, okay.
Where he gets her Jedi training. Are you talking about The Last Jedi? The one that we just saw?
Yeah, The Last Jedi.
Oh, so you like The Last Jedi the best?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now let's think of the ones we have at home on DVD or Blu-ray or whatever you want to call it. Which one of those, if you're in your room, you want to watch one, you go to first? If you don't know the name, just tell me what's in it. Because I know you're very sight-oriented.
It's where Anakin and Obi-Wan Kenobi fight.
Yeah, Revenge of the Sith. I was telling you, that's his go-to.
Yeah.
Like, you and me are either Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, but he is always Revenge of the Sith, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. I can dig it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's your Star Wars.
I like that one a lot.
I do too.
That one with the original trilogy.
That's very high on my list of favorites.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That one's one of my favorites too. Mm-hmm.
That is either my second favorite or my third favorite.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think it falls right around number three for me, honestly. I really dig Revenge of the Sith. I really do.
I'm a big fan of it myself. I was thinking, so that's your favorite movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What about you two down here?
Mine has to be not like the one where that newer, I can't think of
it. It doesn't have to be a Star Wars movie. I'm just saying any movie in general.
Oh, okay. My favorite movie is Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect?
Yeah.
Okay. What's that?
Because it's funny.
Okay. Cool. No, that's cool, just, man.
Because it's like...
Don't they have like some cup song in that or whatever?
Yeah. It's just... it's just funny.
Kate is over here shaking her head.
I mean, it's a good movie, but I don't like the cup song at all.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
It's annoying. Like... No.
Stop judging.
It's
her opinion.
It's her opinion.
Is what it is.
Yeah, it's her opinion. She can tell her opinion.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. Keep continue.
Sorry about that.
Well, one of you continue.
Oh,
don't just sit there.
Sorry. Okay, my favorite movie.
Yeah.
All movies. I would have to say The Nightmare Before Christmas.
I knew that was gonna be.
Yeah.
Okay. What's same your here. Song
my favorite song.
Yeah.
You know what? I have to say the This Is Halloween, because I know everyone to it.
This is Halloween. Cool. I don't know the rest of the words.
Wait.
Sally's getting in trouble.
Yeah. I would usually put her up, but
there's too many people around. She's enjoying it.
Yeah, exactly. She's spending the entire time barking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Which is way worse.
All right, girls. Well, if you were told that you have to watch a Star Wars movie, which one would you watch?
I like the one with the newer robot with that was like completely unrelated from all the other ones.
Rogue One.
That one.
Yeah.
Okay. Cadence?
You know, honestly, what was the one where Anakin falls into like lava?
Revenge of the Sith.
Okay, I really liked that one, but also The Last Jedi gave me a lot of emotion.
High five. Or air high five.
Revenge of the Sith is my second favorite.
This is proving my point. You and I grew up original trilogy. Those are our favorites.
Yeah.
They've grown up with prequels.
Oh, yeah.
Those are heavily leaning into their favorites.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's their Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. And that's, you know, it's...
Yep.
You know, my philosophy is the East their own. I mean, why not?
Yeah, right.
Yep.
But anyway, those are good picks.
Yep.
So.
I know.
Yeah. The Last Jedi was really, really good, though. So, yeah. I agree there.
I wish I could have saw an opening night.
Yeah, well, maybe for Solo, since it's not a school night.
Yeah.
Opening night was a school night for you guys this year.
Dang it. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, more questions. You want some more questions?
Yes, I do.
You do, huh?
Oh, no.
Okay, let's think of another question. Books. You guys like books? You like to read?
I don't like it. I don't like books.
You don't like books?
Well, I don't hate them. I just don't like them.
Okay.
I like books. If it's an entertaining book that I can get into, I like books.
Oh, yeah? Any of y'all ever read Harry Potter?
No.
Yes.
No? You have?
Cadence has.
Oh, okay.
How many of the Harry Potter books have you read?
Like two or three. Oh. I haven't read them all, but did you just rip my hair out? Why did you do that?
She's trying to tell you to get up on the microphone wherever you talk.
Yeah.
If you're like this far away from it.
Yeah, you have to get up on it.
Why is there a Nerf gun right there?
Because there's a Nerf gun there.
Just to keep y'all in line.
Yeah.
It's holding place. Can't you push me off? Look at the room I have.
You want me to get
close? Those are you little kids.
Right.
Yeah, but there are no bullets in it.
No, it doesn't work.
You had to make sure.
So, Harry Potter book, which three did you read?
Like, the, five, six, and seven. I haven't,
Okay.
There's eight. One, two, and three.
Yeah, damn it. Chloe, my friend Chloe gave me the books to read. I don't know why. Maybe she didn't know that I hadn't read the first ones, but she was like, do you want to read Harry Potter? And I was like, yeah.
No.
Sure.
Okay. I've actually read all of them. They're really good. I like them.
I could never get into Harry Potter. Yeah, Kance loves
to read.
I'm right there with you, man. I've been trying to watch the movies, and I just keep falling asleep.
Yeah.
Like, it's nothing against it. Like,
it's just slow.
Yeah. Well, and I wouldn't even say it's that slow. It's just I can't get interested in it.
Yeah.
And it's nothing against the franchise itself. Like, yeah. I understand there's some people that are diehard about it, like I am with Star Wars, but I just can't, like, force myself to be like, I like this movie.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I've tried.
Yeah.
I'm all the way up to Deathly Hallows Part 1. I just watched that one the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Then I'm...
it's just hard to get into.
Yeah, it is. For me, it is. And I don't know why, and, like, I'm sure people hate me because of that.
Yeah, it's your opinion.
What it is.
I loved them. I loved all of them. I like the books. I like them all.
To like a movie, you have to watch it before you like it.
Yeah.
That's a very good statement. Yep.
Okay, so you said you like to read, right, Katie?
Yeah.
Okay, what books have you read that are your favorites?
I like author. Her name is, like, Sarah Dessen, and she does, like, more romance e-books. Like, not, like, romance, but, like, love stories.
Are you reading romance books?
Like, love stories? Not like that.
Like
got your back.
No.
Oh, no.
Better not be.
Just, like, love stories, I guess. Like, all how right. they, like, fall in love and,
happy and happy or sad?
Yeah.
Wait, which one?
Happy.
Sappy or sad. Well, she might not think that they're sappy or sad.
I just get into them. Right now I'm reading a really weird one. I don't know what it's about.
Oh, really?
It's weird. It's not even. It's just like a random author, and it's about like his dad went to jail because he flipped a boat because it was pouring sewage into the ocean, and so his dad's like trying to save the ocean. It's
So the boat was pouring sewage into the ocean.
Yeah, like it was a casino boat, and
I was like, man,
I was about to say somebody had to poop
a lot to pour that much sewage into the ocean.
Dang, casino boat.
Yeah.
That was so he had some problems.
It's a weird boat. It's a weird book.
It's not a boat. It's a book.
Yeah, well, it's a book about boats.
Yeah, it's a book about boats.
Yeah, kind of confusing.
Yeah.
Well,
that's pretty cool. Pretty interesting, man.
You like video games?
Yes.
Yeah?
And my favorite color is blue.
Oh, really? Wow. You went on a limb and just gave us
information. Blue and green.
Blue and green?
Blue and green are my favorite colors.
Those
are
good colors, man.
The video game front.
Yeah.
Console or on the phone?
It's kind of hard to choose.
Yes.
I mean, I do have a PS4, but I used to play it a lot, but now I play on my phone right now. I'm playing on my phone right now. Soon I'll play on my PS4. Yeah. Soon.
So do you have a preference? Do you like them better on your phone or on the PS4?
It's hard to choose.
Yeah.
On the TV's a lot bigger than a phone, but.
Yeah.
But I really just can't choose between which one. They're both
It's tough, good. Isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, what's your favorite game?
On the console is Skyrim. It is Skyrim for the on the console, and it's Pixel Gun on the phone.
Oh yeah, Skyrim's a great game.
Yeah,
I wasted many hours years and years ago playing that.
Oh yeah,
same.
Yeah. Every time I try and play it, Steven takes it away from me, so I can never play it.
Yeah, Katie, get your own PlayStation.
All right, girls, video games, yay, nay.
Some.
Katie,
yay.
Y'all don't own a console, either one of you, so...
No. I like playing Call of Duty with Steven.
Yeah? Cadence?
Yeah, but Jonathan takes that away.
I used to have access to a PlayStation at my dad's, so I used to play Call of Duty and, like, Minecraft and stuff all the time.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, if you had a preference, console or phone?
Phone, because I... Actually, no. Console.
Yeah?
Console if I were playing video games, yeah. Because it's more easy... Yeah. Like, do it, and it's not so small.
Okay, well, let's open up the proverbial box of war here. Xbox or PlayStation?
Ew.
PlayStation.
I used to
have Xbox, but I'm not a big fan of it.
That was unanimous. I'm figuring we'd get some fighting going on there.
I got a question for you guys, since y'all brought up Since y'all brought up
games and colors.
Well, not necessarily games, but well, I mean, yeah, it is a game, but Minecraft. You said Minecraft.
Yep.
What is the lure of Minecraft?
To mine blocks and survive.
But yeah, okay. So that's what you like about it is that you mine blocks and yeah. survive,
and you get
and stuff or whatever.
Yeah, you could like. It's like there is no limit unless you like play survival creative. You could just build whatever you want. You can't. You, but like, you don't have to mine.
But
for
the
stuff.
Fact that you're using 80s graphics doesn't bother you.
No, it's fine.
I mean, our first Super Mario awesome. Didn't even look like that, did it?
No, I mean, it was similar to that, but yeah, it just always kind of got me that, you know, it's the graphics is like a step back, but hey, you know.
Yeah, I mean, whatever floats your boat. Yeah.
Survival is actually kind of challenging when you put it in a hard difficulty, because you lose hunger fast, mobs spawn a lot quicker.
Yeah, it's like and actual they do survival.
And they wear armor. Which hint you could pick up?
You have to like continuously like feed yourself, or you'll starve, or you can like actually drown. So
your character's on a diet.
No,
yeah.
no diet.
There is no diet.
In Minecraft,
but no, you can fish. But you can enchant armor.
Oh, really?
Like a sharpness 5 diamond sword, which does 13 damage.
He used to play Minecraft.
Steven is big into the medieval armor, swords, and stuff. Okay. You can't tell. I want to get him started on Forgotten Realms books if he would actually read one.
Yeah, he might.
He might enjoy that a lot.
His jacket was on my foot.
Oh, okay. Why don't you take your jacket and put it in the chair? Yeah. With those other jackets. There you go. Sway snow on the floor. It'll get dog hair on it on the floor.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sweet, but it's impossible to keep dog hair off.
Yeah, that is true with our dog that shed every day.
Yeah. I sweep a small animal off the floor every day, or at least enough fur to make another animal.
Another hamster.
Yeah. No, we can make a small chihuahua with all the hair that comes off the floor daily.
The size of a hamster.
Something little Steve, too. Not from the dogs, it's from Steve. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Steve's shedding, too.
Steven's shedding his one chin hair.
He's got a chin hair now.
Oh, really?
He's 12.
Do we have to say that over
He's
this?
He's got a one hair beard growing.
Respect.
Well, they noticed in the truck.
And
they were all over that.
Yeah, well, you know.
And I checked the mail this morning.
I thought he was going
to
be here.
I checked the mail this afternoon, I meant to say. Afternoon.
Oh, was there anything cool in the mail?
No, my new phone hasn't came in yet.
Oh, you got a new phone coming in?
Yeah, they sent it to Oregon, but now they're coming back.
They sent it to Oregon?
Yes.
He took it to the mall at his mom's house to get the screen fixed. They popped the screen off, it broke the phone, so they had to get him a new phone.
Oh, wow.
So when she picked it up last Tuesday, she priority mailed it from where she lives to here.
Yeah.
And for some reason, once it got to the hub in
Dallas,
A-Town, Texas, they sent it to Portland, Oregon.
Yeah. I mean,
so needless, the priority mail was supposed to have been delivered by Friday.
Yeah,
it's still not here.
Come in yet?
No,
they got to be all over the U.S. mail about that. That's
yeah,
it's probably a lot of mail that they have to deliver. Everything just kind of crazy.
She paid for it to be delivered last Friday, and it's still not here. So she was supposed to call today and talk to him.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, that's the new phone. It's new to him. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. I don't know, but it's probably going to be a 6S or something.
It'll
I don't
exactly
know.
Exactly like your old one, buddy.
But it would be cool if they gave me an 8.
Yeah?
It would
I'm drawing a complete blank on the questions I wanted to ask y'all. Do y'all remember what I asked? You told you I was going to ask you?
Tell me what TV shows you guys are watching.
Yeah.
I barely want.
You said one of your favorite hobbies is watching TV, so you can't say I barely watch.
Yeah, you can't
TV.
Say that now. Unless you meant playing video games on the TV.
Oh. I haven't been really watching that TV since we got that new thing in.
My favorite one is I watch it with him. It's That 70s Show.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good.
I like That 70s Show. That's a good show.
It is kind of funny, though. I do like it a little.
Yeah. Only thing I haven't, like, really like that show a lot, except for the very final season. Where they changed Eric. Eric left the show, and then they get this other guy named Randy in.
Oh.
Yeah. Y'all should watch Parks and Rec. You would really like Parks and Rec.
Let's try that out.
Yeah. I was actually watching that like 5 minutes before y'all got here.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to make any new Clone Wars movies or anything.
I don't know, man.
It would be nice if they did.
Yeah, it would be nice if
they... We talked about that, was it last week?
I think so.
About, you know they have a bunch of drawings and story ideas, Steven, that they never made. And wouldn't it be cool if they went back and just take what they had and made a final season
of it
and just put it on season 7 of what they did have?
Yeah.
Be cool.
It would be nice to have Anakin back.
Yep. I agree.
Dad, what was that alien girl's name that I used to be obsessed with? It started with the A. And
Ahsoka.
Her.
Yeah.
Katie's a huge Ahsoka fan.
Oh, okay.
She has Ahsoka figures in her room.
But they don't change to Princess Leia.
Yeah, she's got Princess Leia figures, too.
Yeah. What about Katie's over there?
TV shows?
Yes.
Oh, well, I watch stupid little cartoons like Bob's Burgers and whatever comes on the TV.
Oh, yeah.
But right now I'm watching a show called Pretty Little Liars. I've restarted
it. Oh, yeah. Our mom used to watch that.
Kant was on Netflix, and what was it called? That little kid show that you thought.
Oh my god. It's called Happy Tree Friends.
Don't watch it.
It's gory. It's awful.
Yeah, I've never watched it.
She before. Turned it on and the baby got dragged everywhere, got stuck in a
pierced. His heart got pierced out of him.
And then dragged across, its legs got boiled off. It was really gory. Don't watch
Good
it.
Lord.
Good.
What about Adventure Time? Every time I used to turn the TV on, they're walking in the living room. Y'all were sitting there watching Adventure Time.
That is my favorite.
Not mine anymore.
Just remembered it.
Not mine anymore.
Not yours anymore? But no. You used to watch Adventure Time?
Yes. Used to. Probably around...
They'd be laying around like bums.
Probably hours. Around 3 or 4 years ago. I'm not really sure.
What did you quit watching Adventure Time for?
Because he found a phone.
Phone.
Yeah.
Daddy turned off DirecTV and went streaming.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. I think I'm about to do that again myself.
Yep. I miss it every once in a while, but...
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
Not enough to spend what they ask for every month. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The antenna I need to set back up, and then I can still have regular TV. But that's the thing. I never watch regular TV unless it's some sort of, Cowboys game or Mavericks game or some sports thing. Other than that, I can't stand commercials.
Oh, I hate commercials.
I hate commercials.
So, yeah.
I've kind of found commercials, some to be stupid and some to be awful.
but, pretty much. That sums it up.
Stupid, awful.
Yeah.
Some of them are just weird, and then they're completely their commercial is completely off topic of the item.
Yeah.
They could be hunting, and then it's about detergent. It's really weird.
Yeah. Oh, this family died. Oh, just kidding. It's a Tide commercial.
Speaking of which, have you ever looked at a Tide pod and thought that just looks pretty tasty?
No.
Kinda.
No.
They look like little candies.
Y'all are weird.
So I'm sorry about that yelling, guys. Yeah. Sorry about that yelling. If we blew your ears off.
Yeah. We'll fix it.
I bet Mike can edit it down to where it doesn't sound so loud.
Yeah, I'll fix it in post. Don't worry about it.
It looks like candy.
Y'all are crazy.
It's like the little swirlies.
It doesn't matter. That's where your common sense comes in.
Okay, when I was little, I remember getting it. I was like, ooh, this looks good. And then you were like, no. I remember that.
Okay, well, as a 13-year-old, would you eat a Tide Pod?
No.
Would you?
No.
Okay.
I'll probably die from
the consequences now.
Okay.
I wonder if Kylo Ren and Rey are going to battle again. I wonder who's going to win it.
They have to battle again.
Yeah, but I'm wondering who's going to win it.
The good. The good light question. Side. Rey.
Good guys always win, man.
Good guys always win.
The dark side.
Kant just said, what if they're related?
No, I said I
went. I still think there's something more there. I don't think the whole your parents are nothing, you are nothing, they were nothing. I don't believe that. There's more to it. Who she is I don't even know anymore, but
she is a Jedi Knight in training.
Yeah. She's the only Jedi Knight now, I guess, because Luke is passed into the Force.
Yeah.
No, there's still this one kid at the very end of the movie.
Oh. But he's not trained yet, so he's not a Jedi. He's
but Rey...
This is true.
But she can train him.
Well, here's a question. Are you going to see Yoda and Luke training her in the next episode 9, or is it going to be Luke?
Training.
Force Ghost Luke.
I want it to be Yoda.
Probably...
And
I probably like every major character that died.
Yeah.
To be honest,
I don't think we'll see but one of them.
Anakin.
I think since we saw Yoda in The Last Jedi, I don't think we'll see him again because he was Yoda's master.
Yeah.
Now that Luke is gone, Luke was Rey's master. I think we'll see Luke in Episode 9 training Rey and finishing her training the way Yoda kind of finished, you know what I mean, Luke's.
Maybe Rey will.
And don't forget about Ben and Anakin's ghost after, like,
I don't think we'll see any Anakin or Anakin's ghost. I would like to see
Anakin's ghost.
Again,
I'd like to see maybe Ben Kenobi's ghost.
Yep.
But I want to see Ben Kenobi's ghost as Sir Alec Guinness, not as Ewan McGregor. No. So I don't know if they would go about doing the CGI on that, kind of like what they did with Rogue One, you know?
Yeah, and Tarkin. And,
they didn't really show them that much.
Yeah, no, they didn't.
No.
It's probably around like altogether. It's probably like around 1 minute or two.
Well, Tarkin had a lot more time than that in Rogue One than 1 minute. He had, what, 5-10 minutes of screen time, maybe, as a CGI. Well, maybe not 10 minutes, but I don't know. Yeah.
He had more than 10 minutes.
You think so?
Probably so. I don't know. That's a good
question. Somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
And don't forget about Princess Leia. She uses the Force, too, but she's not a Jedi.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think we'll see a Force ghost to her.
Yeah.
I really think the only one we'll see Luke finishing Rey's training and helping the Resistance out. The Rebellion, as they're called now. They call themselves the Rebellion now.
Don't forget that Princess Leia is still alive and not dead.
Well, technically. Yes, but I think we'll see her death in the crawl of the Episode 9 since Carrie Fisher's gone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do. That's a good question, though, Steven. But yeah, in answer to it, yes, I think Kylo Ren and Rey will fight.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's as good of a battle as Obi-Wan and Anakin had at the end of Revenge of the Sith.
That was really interesting.
I hope we see that again.
Yeah. Well, we can. We can put that in any time at the house we want.
I know. Tonight. But they really didn't show the executor, the First Order executor.
Yeah, the executioner.
Yeah.
I was kind of disappointed they didn't show those guys more. Yeah. Because they had really cool costumes.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the way that their armor was like black and white and all.
Up there?
Yeah, I forgot that was on the calendar for this month.
Yeah.
But look at the cobwebs on the wall.
That's okay.
Dave needs dust.
That's okay. We need the dust too.
2018. Don't forget.
It's spring cleaning.
Yeah. It's not 2017. It's 2018.
Yes.
Yes. We got you covered, buddy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the good thing about that is that the 7 turns into an 8 pretty easily.
Yes, it does.
I screw it up almost daily. I was even dating stuff 2019 the other day.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was just ridiculous. And again, thank God a 9 turns into an 8 pretty easily.
Yeah.
Give it a little belly.
Yeah, a little belly. It's easy.
Yeah, right.
But a 1 is going to be a lot harder.
Yeah, I know. Well, but see, the 1's just there. What'll be really hard is whenever it turns to 2020.
Oh, that'll be hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you won't be writing 201 something. It'll be 2020.
Yeah, or just 20.
Yep.
This is what I do. I have to date stuff. Anything that I do at work, I have to stamp it and date it.
Yeah.
And so I'll stamp it and then put the date. So yeah, it'll be hard for me transitioning over from a 1 to a 2.
Yeah.
He's been riding it for 10 years.
I just realized I put 2017.
I wonder if Kylo Ren's going to get new armor and the stormtroopers.
I don't know. That's a good question. I was wondering if he's going to get a new helmet.
Since he kind of crushed his.
Yes.
I don't think so since Snoke put him down about the helmet in The Last Jedi.
Yeah. But then he also, you know,
Well, that's what he gets for making fun of his helmet. I mean, he cut him in half.
I think that was Rey that did that. I'm not sure.
No, that was
Kylo Ren. He killed him. He was thinking
But I do like those guards that he had.
Those were cool, weren't they? Praetorian guards.
Yeah, with those lasers.
Yeah.
Static block lightsabers.
Those things were cool. I like the fact they were just all red.
Yeah.
That was pretty neat.
So who is your favorite character out of the new movies?
It has to be Luke and Rey.
Luke and Rey?
Yeah.
I kind of picked you as a Kylo Ren guy.
Yeah.
Well, Carl is a Kylo Ren guy.
Carl's a Kylo Ren
guy. And me, kinda, sorta.
Yeah. that's fine. I mean,
that works out good. Y'all can have epic lightsaber battles if he's a Kylo Ren guy and you're a Rey or Luke guy.
Yeah. What about you two down over there?
I like Rey and Finn.
Rey and Finn.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I forgot about Finn, too.
Oh, yeah?
I like the new R2-D2. Like, BB-8.
I
like
him. I still love R2. R2 has a soft spot in my heart. But then again, that's because, you know, he's original trilogy.
He has been in it since, like, the very beginning.
Yes, he has. From the opening shot of the very beginning, almost.
Yeah, no, I mean... Yeah, he was. Minus the first, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost like they say that at times that the saga is actually told from the viewpoint of R2-D2.
Yep.
Possible. But, I don't know. Since he's been shut down in the last two movies, you can't really say that anymore. But
yeah.
It's still kind of neat.
I wonder what will... Darth Vader, a.k.a. Anakin, will do to R2-D2 when he saw him. When they...
Oh, yeah, one of our Anakin or one of our Darth Vader saw R2-D2?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did Darth Vader ever see R2-D2?
I don't think so. Can you think of a time that he saw R2-D2, bud?
No.
No?
Wait, okay, so if robots can't have feelings and R2-D2's a feeling, like, I mean... If robots can't have feelings and R2-D2's a robot, how did he get connected to Luke when Luke disappeared?
That's so just it. The robots, R2 and C-3PO, always did have feelings and emotions.
Yeah.
Because R2 would get sad.
Yeah.
Or whatever, the monster spit him out in the swamp. He screamed as he flew through the air.
Yeah.
I mean,
I still remember that. The Return of the Jedi. Empire Strikes Back. I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Where he almost gets eaten.
Uh-huh.
By that monster thing.
He did. The monster didn't like him.
But the monster got a lunch out of it.
Yeah. He did, didn't he?
And then he was bulimic and threw him up.
Yeah. Puked him right up.
I don't really remember seeing that.
You don't remember R2-D2 going flying through the air after that?
I'm talking about the snow monster.
Oh, the snow monster.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, the snow monster didn't eat R2.
Yeah, that was, he tried to eat Luke, and he ate his little horse thingy.
He ate his tauntaun.
That thing.
And all he was doing was hanging Luke up so he could get warm, and then Luke goes and cuts his arm off.
Hey, but that warmed his arm up.
Sure as heck did.
Over the side of it.
Yeah.
Wait, what if he ate his arm? Since he, like, eats meat and is like, oh, I'm starving for food. Oh, look, my arm came off. I'll eat it.
He can't have been that hungry. He just ate a whole tauntaun.
Right.
Did you see him?
Yeah.
He was huge.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Would you
eat your finger?
No.
Heck no.
Same concept.
But this guy's a meat eater, so.
True.
So are you.
Wait, we're an omnivore.
We're omnivores. We only eat cooked food.
Yeah.
Omnivore doesn't mean cooked food.
It eats plant.
Yeah.
You know a bear is an omnivore?
Yes.
Yeah, they eat berries.
Yeah, they eat berries. They eat humans. And deer.
Yeah.
Deer.
And antelope.
And poop.
Ew.
Do you know more humans die from elephants than sharks?
What?
Like, killed by sharks.
No,
yeah,
I can't.
Elephants are mean.
Yeah.
I love elephants. I like elephants a lot. They're probably one of my favorite animals. But, yeah. Elephants are mean.
Yeah.
If you see an elephant out in the wild, they'll just, like, walk up and be like, hey, buddy, let's be best friends.
No, then they'll stomp on you, pick your corpse up, and stomp on you again.
Yeah. I think cows kill more people than sharks do.
Yeah,
too.
Cows do too. Yeah.
Sharks don't.
Sensei.
Only because there's idiots in the world that run in front of them.
That's true.
Technically, bulls.
Not me. That's not me.
Mom's like baby cow calf.
Do what?
Person tries to get in between the mom cow and the baby cow.
Oh yeah.
Don't do that.
Good thing to do.
Yeah, don't do that.
That could lead to death. Right. Or worse.
Personal, you know, safety announcement from young,
Steven.
Young Stevis the Wise.
There you go.
Yeah.
Cool, girls, do y'all have any questions? Whatever you want to ask.
I've had a lot of questions.
That's fine. Yeah, that's why I'm asking them if they have any.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Can
Go ahead.
Can I add something about elephants that I think is fascinating?
Yeah.
Yes.
When their loved one dies, they will literally lay on the ground and die of a broken heart.
Yes. Like,
that is me.
Lame?
No.
No. That is kind of is kind of sad and all other emotions.
Mm-hmm. I read all this article, like, they put a baby elephant on, like, a tree, and they can't pull it away. And they, like, as they get older, they, like, make it, like, thinner. So, like, they put, like, a smallest little stick, and once they feel a tiny bit of resistance, they don't go.
What? They put an elephant up a tree?
Yeah, like a baby elephant, and they have, like, a rope, so they can't, like, get away from the tree, I guess. And as they get older, the stick gets, like, smaller.
Okay.
So, like... And then, but when they get older and they feel that tiny resistance from the stick, they don't go anywhere.
Really?
Even though they can, like, break away from it, they don't.
Hmm. I'll just jump. Boing, boing, boing.
But they feel it and they know they can't get away, but they really can.
So what you're saying is he wants to tie you out
in the yard with the stick. No.
Teach you the...
I could.
It's called leash training. Yeah, right. What were you going to say, Cadence? When we said, oh, no, you were about the elephant. Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah.
Elephants are fascinating.
Yep. Well, kinda.
Yeah.
What's
true? Steven.
What's your favorite animal? You told us your favorite colors. What's your favorite animal?
Probably a dog. A dog?
A dog?
Yeah.
Any particular dog?
No.
No? Just dogs?
But not chihuahuas, so they think they're mean.
They're buttholes, aren't they?
Yeah. Our mom loves a tweenie. She will bite your ears off if you feel like
anything. What is she doing up near your ears? Because a tweenie is small and you're kind of small.
Probably laying down on the ground.
Oh, yeah. That's what
but it is not a devil when it's sleeping. It's
Yeah, that's when it's sleeping, though. That's when it wakes up and goes back in the butthole mode.
Yeah. It's like, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Just eat your ears.
That's cool, man.
Cool. So what do y'all think?
Yes.
You enjoy it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Cool.
It was fun.
It was awesome.
I think we talked them out, Dave.
I think so.
No, not me. Yeah.
Not you. What would you like to talk about, Steve?
I wonder if they're going to make like an episode 10 and 11 for the main course of it.
That's a good question, man. It almost seems like they're headed that route.
Yep. Yeah. It kind of seems like that.
Yeah. 10, 11, and 12. I mean, I always want more Star Wars.
Same here.
Star Wars. You can't sate my thirst for Star Wars yet. So.
Yeah.
Well, we know there's a new... trilogy coming from Rian Johnson.
Yeah,
but I don't think they're going to label it 11, 10, 11, and 12.
No, it's supposed to be separate from
it'll the start over. And then there's the.
Plus, there's also the one from the guys from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, but they just said that was a series of movies. So I don't even know if they're going to be. I think they'll be the new standalone guys. You know what I mean? And they'll make the standalones. Rian Johnson's going to make the episodic and go from there. So
not the Han Solo movie, but. Will the new one be, like, about Rogue One, like, an add-on to Rogue One? Because Rogue One was just, like, out there. It was, like, a random movie. It wasn't connected to anything.
Talking about the new Solo movie that's coming out?
No, like, the new, like, the one after it.
Oh, the one that's coming after?
Yeah, Han Solo.
So you're wondering if it's going to be kind of...
But yeah, like, an add-on to Rogue One.
But I have a question for that.
What's that
like? Rogue One actually leads on to episode 4 of it, so, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, at the end of Rogue One, everybody died, so how can you make more of it when they're all dead?
Although I would like to see what happens between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi.
Well, I think we already have.
No, we haven't seen what happens between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. Because remember that one lady, Mon Mothma, sat there and she says, you know, many Bothans died trying to bring us this or whatever. So we can always see Bothans die.
Yep.
And rebels.
Yep.
And rebels. Yeah. Well, the Bothans are rebels, so.
Yep.
And stormtroopers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Stormtroopers.
They have bad aim.
Very bad aim.
They should put a scope on their weapons.
Well, they have to wear those helmets. I'm sure it's hard to see out of them.
Yeah, but they are literally right there, and they literally go, like, right past them.
Yeah. You can't kill the heroes.
Yeah. You can't kill them, but they get shot at so many times, and they just miss them.
Yeah.
Like where Luke stays Princess Leia.
Exactly.
Well, I will give them credit. They couldn't see a single thing because of the smoke.
Yeah, that is true. They couldn't see anything because of smoke.
I do have another hard question.
What's that?
Who was Master Yoda's trainer for the Jedi?
That I don't know.
I'm sure it's in the EU somewhere.
Yeah.
Legends.
Yeah.
I've never come upon that information.
They should make a movie of a young
But
Yoda.
Young Yoda? Yeah. You want to see a Young Yoda movie?
Yeah, I do.
But Yoda had to have a trainer because he couldn't have just, like, trained himself to be a Jedi.
That is true. I did.
Well, I've always stated I want to see Kenobi. I still do. Still stand beside that.
Yeah.
Well, you want to watch see a Kenobi Wars.
Movie between the end of Revenge of the Sith and the beginning of Episode 4. And yeah. I want Ewan McGregor to be Kenobi. That's just my preference.
No, I can dig it. I'd like to see a Kenobi video movie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who are y'all two's favorite actors?
Favorite characters or actors?
Both.
Well, my favorite actor is Harrison Ford.
Yeah. Same for me.
Yeah.
Favorite actor.
Yeah, but character from Star Wars, favorite character from Star Wars, that's tough because it pretty much changes on a daily basis almost. There's days I'm a Luke guy. There's days I'm a Han guy. And it mainly floats between those two all the time.
I see him more as like a Han Solo. I don't know why.
I like Han Solo a lot. I do. There's nothing about the character of Han Solo I don't like.
I wonder if the new Star Wars movie, I wonder if Kylo Ren's going to get older. Like,
I'm sure he will.
Old, like,
you didn't let Dave answer who his favorite was.
That's fine. I've already always stated lots of times.
Chewbacca?
Sure. Well, Chewbacca a lot. Chewbacca is one of my favorites. But Luke Skywalker. Luke Skywalker's always been my favorite.
It was,
I do like Boba Fett a lot, but Boba Fett's just got a cool costume.
Yeah.
Cadence, who's your favorite Star Wars character?
Man, I really don't know.
She likes Rancor. The big slobbering monster in Jabba's palace.
Yeah, no. where he ate that one girl.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. Oh my gosh.
What are you oh my gosh about?
That's gross. I remember that. She was like on a trap door and they just go bing and then she's like, oh no, don't kill me and yep. he ate her.
But I wonder what that bone is from that he stuck in the Rancor's mouth.
Oh, something he ate and puked back up.
Yeah.
Or pooped.
Ew.
Because you notice he eats them whole. He didn't eat the meat off the bone, so that came out one of the two ends.
How do you poop a whole bone out?
That's a big monster.
A big beast.
Yeah.
You can probably poop a whole bone out. You just don't realize it.
Yeah.
You just got to eat a bone.
It just has to go the right way.
Yeah.
Like if you ate a mouse.
He'd probably poop out bones.
Snakes actually not. Like...
Yeah.
Snakes puke out the fur and bones.
They don't digest that. It's pretty gross, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I used to have a snake that did that.
What did you do with your snake? Did you ever get to feed your snake?
Yeah, well, Jesse fed it for me. I was too scared because I was like.
I had a buddy of mine that had a Burmese python one time.
Yeah.
And he used to feed it like little baby chickens.
Yeah.
And so it's so awesome because you see these little baby chicks and they're just like hopping around like peep, 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 peep. Like not knowing anything was wrong. And like, the python just hit them and wrap them up.
See?
Squeeze them so hard that eyeballs would pop out. So.
Yeah, I can't do that because I would start crying.
We're horrible.
Why are you laughing?
It's not funny.
Because I like seeing y'all's reactions whenever I tell you stories like that.
See, I have to feed my snake. Like, I had to, like, feed him, like, little frozen mice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If I saw a real live animal get eaten by another animal, I would cry.
Well, you know, some snakes will only eat, like,
Jesse used to have a snake that would like not eat any frozen thing, only like live animals.
Yeah.
And a buddy of mine had some piranhas one time too. That was pretty.
Oh, why would you have piranhas?
Because they're neat.
Terrifying.
Yeah, he fed it a mouse and just fed it like one of those little pink and would just mouse, go like mice or whatever. Yeah, it was brutal.
Yeah,
it's like sitting there trying to swim and it's in the fish tank. And it's like, got over to the glass. Next thing you know, this piranha comes up and just like tests it, like
gosh.
Pull it under. Yeah, it was a little bit of blood, and after that, it was over with. It was pink mist in that freaking tank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was gone.
Yeah. Don't stick your finger in it.
No.
Yeah, don't stick your finger in it. I don't think that they bite you. I think it's just like if you're in the water, like.
And they somehow. See.
I'm not sure how piranha.
And they see, like, dead skin or open skin.
Oh. I saw this river.
I saw a cat in the backyard, I think.
Really?
I saw a small tail.
I saw a river.
Sounds like going crazy. Then.
Yeah, I saw a river monster where like this bus went into the water and they're like trying to find out what ate all the people, but it was piranhas.
It was piranhas.
Yeah,
piranhas. So
don't go swimming.
Don't go swimming
with any open wounds.
Exactly.
Right.
How about we just don't go down to like South America in general.
Yeah.
Or Australia with the world's most poisonous jellyfish.
Yeah, you know, and that brings up a good thing there. I've got a theory that everything in Australia tries to kill you.
Well, yeah.
Kangaroos
are buttholes, apparently, because there's that video of that dude punching that one.
And it, like,
he was strangling his dog.
Yeah.
He was like, his dog, like, I'm going to cut your throat, mate.
Yeah.
Dogs will even try to attack you.
Yeah.
Even cats.
And the koala bears. I mean, even like the koala bears, they got like super crazy sharp claws.
Yep. Yeah.
They'll like fall out of trees and shred your face off.
Even the frogs are poisonous.
Yeah.
They've got like the world's most deadliest snake. Was it Black Mamba or whatever?
Yeah,
it's
the brown snake or something like that. It's
Black
there. It's,
Mamba. Yeah. Love snakes.
The trapdoor spider.
Yeah.
I've seen that. Never.
Oh, look, it's a bud eating spider.
Yeah,
it's like the size of a dinner plate.
Yeah,
it's like it eats birds.
So no South America and no Australia, but everywhere else in the world you guys can go. And yeah.
Except for Greenland, because that's way too cold for me. Because it's in a, like -20s. And that's
a place called Greenland and it sounds warm, but a place called Iceland and it sounds cold, but it's like totally opposite.
We're trying to keep people away from Iceland by calling it Iceland, even though it was like really nice and stuff. They're like, you guys don't want to come here. And so they're like, we'll name this place over here Greenland because we don't like that place.
Yeah. we want you to go there.
That's just me making stuff.
Because, like, there's Greenland and there's Iceland and their name, like, completely does not define them.
Or opposite.
Exactly.
Nope. Like,
totally.
Maybe it was warm and cold.
Maybe it was opposite day where they named them.
No. I've never heard of an opposite day.
You think they were wearing mismatched socks, too?
Yeah.
I've never heard of an opposite day.
Opposite day?
I have. I used to say, like, do something, I'd be like, oh no, it's opposite day, or like, yes was no, no was yes, but it always meant, like, no.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, oh, it's opposite day.
Exactly.
Yes, the opposite of opposite day.
The opposite of opposite day?
Yeah.
It just gets confusing.
Yeah.
I think that's gonna wrap it up for us, guys.
Cool.
Okay. Cool.
Good job, guys.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for
thank you for listening.
I'm David.
I'm Steve.
I'm Small Steven.
I'm Katie.
I'm Cadence.
2BT, signing out.
See you later.
Bye.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say, Mother.
I can either A, clinch it, and hope that my body just reabsorbs it. Maybe it'll turn into a burp.
Burp, burp, burp.
Are you ready for your vasectomy?
Mike, edit this out.
Yeah. I want to be captain of the committee that makes sure you guys don't F this up.
I swear to God, dude, it came out with a vengeance, too. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if like the...
Yeah, it's glorious. Yeah. Santa Claus is real.
Oh, well, look, he's not that bad of a dude.
Straight to the fart noises. There's only one day.
He's a little guy, red hair, that he likes to sing and play his lute.
I don't know, maybe it's my upbringing or something.
I don't know, like, it's just fun. I'm texting. Be like, oh, well, you know, my feats are better than your feats.
Man. You're an old man and pretty much done.
There you go.
Dude.
Everything's better with reverb.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Giant lump of wet dough. Okay.
Where are you from? When I was like, Texas.
Oh, whoa. <big guy. laughs> How dare you say that to little Timothy?
Yeah.
Listen, by the way, spoilers.
Hey. I guess it's the Texas thing.
I love my family.
Excellent.
Oh, you want to be a tough guy? I'll be a show what tough is. And
Go home.
Dude, you mind if I sit over here? And he's like, dude, knock yourself out, man. Oh, it must be a Texas thing. Don't do that, by the way.
I'm having a brain freeze.
Oh, no.
And I'm like,
Ujaba,
the heebie-jeebies.
Face down in a gutter, don't want to admit defeat, though it's...
Well, this is not good.
Like, dude, I love it. I love it all.
Whoa, dude, oh my God.
Star Wars guys are crazy.
My butt has a cannon.
If you're going to go out, that's the way to do it.
I dig it. It belongs in a museum. Oh, dude, hurry up and get here. Yeah.
Man in black fled across the desert, and the gunslinger followed.
The Last Jedi. Run DMC.
Han. Luke, Leia.
R2 and 3PO.
Rey, Finn.
Yoda, Kenobi.
Poe.
Do or do not, there is no try.
Chewbacca has to die.
The Palpatine.
Betray you.
Chewbacca. You know R.A. Salvatore.
This is a good guy, this is a bad guy. This is a good guy, this is a bad guy.
Go. Dang it. Yeah. But, like, crap, I'm just, like, stuttering and rambling there. Beans, the wonderful fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot. The more you toot, the better you feel, so eat beans with every meal. I have a belief that if the more you fart, the longer you'll live.
No! You don't stop playing because you get old.
Yeah.
You get old because you stop playing.
That wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Boom.
Nerdy Legion.
Nerdylegion.com.